You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, good morning. The bad news continues to come, right? And we are not out of this by any stretch of the imagination. And when I say that I think next week will make this week look like a walk in the park, I am deadly serious about that. And not only on the health front, as these cases will continue to times two every 3 days, and that is so scary when you get like 10 times twos out. But the good news is people and organizations and businesses continue to step up and lead. Natalie Beck joins us from the Community Foundation. It was announced yesterday that you guys have activated a Macon County Emergency Response Fund. Tell me about this and how did this come about? And good morning.
Good morning. So the board of directors, we already had an emergency fund, and they voted to activate it with an initial gift of $100,000. And that is, as you've stated, on this first front wave of funding that's needed. And then we also have activated $230,000 that is for workforce development and education, and what we anticipate, as you have also, that second wave of what our community is going to need to get back into being able to work and be a functioning economy.
Okay, what are you going to do with the first two grants from this money?
So the first two grants, one is to Northeast Community Fund, which is here in Decatur and is a food pantry. And the second is to the Blue Mound Inner Church, located in Blue Mound, but serving three communities rurally, so Blue Mound, Macon, and Booty. So those first grants, looking at getting food out to the people in our community, we're talking every day with Debbie Bogle at the United Way and trying to direct funding where she knows where funding is needed. And we also work with the mayors in each of the towns in Macon County. And we're working with the nonprofit CEOs that we are always our funding partners. And so how do we get the funding to you? What do you need right now? What are you going to need to reopen? And again, that's where that second wave of funding will come in with how do we get them back open to serve the community.
I see the way our local folks and leaders, Natalie, are reacting to this, and I'm so proud. And I realize, you know, when you're leading a country, it's a big thing. It's hard to sort of figure out all of it. But here in our community, we take care of our own.
We do take care of our own, and it's interesting when you think about it, and I know you were talking about, like, when you look at 9/11 and you think of that global response from philanthropy, well, when the entire world is impacted, we're going to have to rely on our own. So there isn't going to be that response that we normally see of great people helping each other across countries, but we're going to have to first start right here in Macon County, and we just have an amazing group of people that will step up and do that.
All right. The Community Foundation, basically, right, your total assets, about $42 million, 300 different funds. You guys are there every step of the way in this community on all different levels. But if people want to participate in this, or maybe they have money already parked with you and they want to participate in this, what's the best way for them to find out about how to do that?
So it's on our website, which is MaconCountyGives.org. We reached out to our donors first, and they've already added to the 100,000, several of them. And we're working with corporate philanthropy in town. A lot of them are still figuring out their response, what is going to be needed for their employees, what's going to be needed for some of them globally, how do they respond. So that's ever-changing, but they can call us. We're still staffing. It's interesting, the building we're in the building with the EDC and the Chamber of Commerce. And so these three offices are still being staffed, taking into account, obviously, the safety precautions. But, you know, I walk by Miranda's office every day. She's down there working so hard trying to help the businesses. And, you know, Nicole is doing that with EDC, Debbie at United Way. I just see this group of people that are in my little world right now, and they're working so hard. So you can reach out to any of those organizations and make a donation, but you can also just call us still at 429-3000. Go to the website. Our donors have an online portal. They can move funds easily in that as well.
All right, Natalie, kudos for your leadership, and this is going to impact lives. And I do believe we are just at the beginning of the financial impact of this. Certainly what you're doing with the Northeast Community Fund and the Blue Mound Inner Church Council Food Pantry, both of those organizations we support with our annual food drive. We're going to have to look at this and just go day by day, right?
Mm-hmm. I agree. We count on you to lead us through that day by day.
So I hope so.
We're very thankful for you, too.
All right, Natalie, keep up the great work. And once again, you also mentioned in your press release, right, 211 which is the United Way's helpline. Yes. If there are people out there, because I think we're going to have people, and I know, we're going to have people that have never turned to people for help that are going to need to turn to people for help.
Exactly. And I do know Debbie and I were talking every day, and that is one of the things. How do we educate people about social services that have never had to ask for help?
Or maybe even embarrassed to ask, or don't even understand the process. But 211, dialing 211, it will get you to a live body and get you to the resources you need. So it's very important. Please pass along our gratitude to your donors and your board of directors and all the people who are making this possible. We're going to need all hands on deck from this day forward.
Thank you, Brian.
Natalie Beck and the Community Foundation.